If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend, or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Nutrition Secrets with celebrity nutritionist Ryan Fernando. Ryan is India's number one nutritionist and the most sought after by celebrities and athletes. In today's episode, we will be busting myths about the raw food diet and the paleo diet. I also have one more celebrity guest with us, Jitendra Singh Rajput, who is an Instagram sensation, ISSA certified fitness trainer who has graced many magazine covers, model, and owns the Muscle Buzz Gym. He will tell us how to get the killer six-pack abs. For now, let's speak with Ryan.
What is raw food diet? Does that work?
So a lot of people come to me and ask me this question, hey, can I do a raw food diet? Man has evolved over centuries through evolution in terms of a raw food diet. I think before we found fire, we only ate raw food. You killed it, you ate it. That's it. It's as simple as that. I think my point over here is that raw food diet is nothing new to the human race. Is it better? Well, most of your raw food could come in the form of fruits and vegetables. And that's amazing. Sprouts are slowly being added from the legume and pulses family. And research is showing that things like microgreens, which is sprouted foods or sprouted grains or sprouted legumes, actually have higher nutritional value than their cooked counterparts. So I do recommend a raw food diet, but I don't do it completely like 100% raw food diet. It's a little difficult because you get up in the morning and all you're doing is having raw vegetables, raw fruits, you know, and then lunch is the same. You don't have cooked rice. You don't have cooked dal. You just eat everything raw. And then you come to your dinner and then you eat everything, which are salads. And even your soups are cold soups. And it's very difficult to maintain it. Unless, you know, you're really focused, there are immense benefits. I have found out that the raw food diet changes the microflora in your gut and improves digestibility. The raw food diet also really helps in terms of better digestibility, better bowel movement, lesser constipation. The raw food diet also helps in curing a lot of skin disorders, provided we don't use a lot of processed foods in the raw food diet, because people do a mixed bhaji and say, oh, I'm going to eat bread because I think bread is raw, but bread is processed, bread is cooked, and grain I don't recommend in the raw food diet. So what happens is we see a lot of clarity in the brain, clarity in the blood, clarity in the skin, better digestion, all of these things happen. Issues in the raw food diet is if people include raw eggs and raw meats like sushi and all. So it's more about the hygiene factor and getting maybe loose motions or getting parasites entering into your intestine, especially with a lot of salads. And when you go to hotels, I know that a lot of hotels never wash their vegetables correctly. So when you're eating salad leaves, broccoli, cauliflower, these are going to contain not only the insecticides and pesticides that are not washed off, because maybe that cook or that cleaner has not done their job properly, and that passes on into your gut or your stomach. And also the pathogens or the bacteria or the what I call as kidas may come into your system, and then that affects you adversely. Another thing with the raw food diet is a lot of your B complex vitamins, especially the B12, comes from your non-veg food. And so if you have a gene that has a lowered absorption of B12, inadvertently, you might be doing a healthy raw food diet, but you might be susceptible to depletion of levels of your vitamins and minerals. And that could have a long-term impact on your health. For example, let's say you have a vitamin B12 deficient gene. You go onto a raw food diet for 1 month and your B12 is already low. Now, chronically low B12 levels lead to lack of sleep, insomnia, low energy levels, carbohydrate metabolism crashes, so you feel very lethargic, you feel very fatigued. B12 is so important for better digestion and uptake of all the protein and amino acids into your blood. That depletes, that becomes lower. So there's a lot that you can find that is negative. I do believe no one size fits all in any diet. Therefore, you have to discover what works for you. I would give you a simple tip. Make sure you have one or two salads in your life every day. Make sure you eat one or two fruits every day. If you can do this, it's better than doing a raw food diet, but putting in some of these nature-bound raw produce into your body has a lot of health benefit.
What is a paleo diet? Does it help?
So the paleo diet has existed for centuries. A man has lived on the paleo diet. What is the paleo diet? Very, very simple. Paleo is a diet where there are no processed foods and no processed grains or no grains at all before farming. So before man started farming, what was available? You had nuts, seeds, fish, meat, all right? You had eggs. This was found in nature. And anything that you could pluck in nature that was not on a farm, that was not being produced by farming techniques like dairy and grain, then that became the paleo diet. What research has found out is that people going onto a paleo diet have lesser processed carbohydrates, lesser grain, and therefore insulin sensitivity improves and people tend to lose weight a little better. So this loss of weight really, you know, has put it in the limelight as being one of the better diets. It's had a great following in the West and in Europe. Unfortunately, in India, the paleo diet hasn't taken off in the last decade. Do I advise it? Well, our paleo diet is very simple. You don't have your rice and you don't have your chapati, and that becomes a paleo diet. It's as simple as that in my book. But in India, we're predominantly farming society, a grain society. So if you were to ask an Indian to go back to their ancestors, then we are talking about going back more than 2000 to 5000 years ago. So that's something that we don't have data on how the diets were before 2 to 3000 years ago. So what do I say to people? Find out what Ayurveda says, the kapha, pitta, vata. Stick to that. What is the energy in your body and how are the energies in other foods? And, you know, maybe that ancient Ayurveda instead of a paleo should work for you.
Thanks, Ryan, for busting a few more myths. Now, welcome Mayuri and Jitendra to this episode. Let's find out the secret to six-pack abs.
So on Nutrition Secrets, we have Jitendra Rajput, fitness trainer here. Welcome to the show, Jitendra.
Thank you, Mayuri.
Tell me about your fitness journey. Like, how did you become one of the most popular and sought after trainers in India?
See, my fitness journey started when I was in 9th standard. Actually, I was quite fascinated with my father's physique. He used to be a wrestler. He was a huge wrestler. He was having a good big muscle and full strength body. So I used to see him working out and, you know, fighting with the other people, like doing wrestling. Yeah. I was quite fascinated. So he was like my mentor and I wanted to look like him. So he started taking me to the stadium to do wrestling. He wanted me to be a wrestler actually. So in 9th class and 10th class, I did wrestling for 2 years nonstop. And then I entered the gym because somehow I did not like wrestling much, though I was good in this. I have competed in state level of wrestling also. But I used to love lifting weights and everything, you know, into the gym. So then my father, he checked me that now he is not liking wrestling. He likes much of doing gymming and all. So he took me to the gym in 11th class. So that's how it started. So I started working out. And after 3 months of doing gymming, I won first time Mr. Gurgaon competition. Yes, just in 3 months. So then I became very serious in this and I started doing bodybuilding seriously. On a serious note, then I became Mr. Delhi and then I competed in Mr. India. And after that, I thought I should be a trainer, a certified trainer. So I did all my certification from ISSA. It's an International Sports Science Association. It's a Canada-based a firm which provides courses for the trainers and all. And that's how I became a trainer and then I became a model. So second thing was there that I always wanted to come up on a fitness magazine, on the cover page of a fitness magazine. If you have seen, I'm on the cover page of Men's Health magazine and FHM Fit magazine cover page. So those were the dream came true. And that's how all started. I started training people
Wow, your journey is super inspiring. In 3 months, you became Mr. Gurgaon and all of that. So I think you completely, you know, gave your heart and soul and everything. So tell me, Jitender, what is your typical routine like? You know, like how is one day in your life? What all do you follow right from morning to night?
See, I just said it to you. I have my own gym and I have a really very busy schedule. Like from morning till night, I wake up by 5 o'clock. Then I get ready and I hit the gym by 7 a.m. And then I start my workout at 9 a.m. 2 hour workout is there. Then afternoon, I come back home. I eat my lunch. I take 1 hour nap. Then again in the evening, I have some coffee or something, some snacks. And then again, I go to the gym. I train my people there. And around 9 o'clock at night, I do some kind of cardio. Like I do double workout, morning, some weight training and evening, I do some cardio. So just to maintain this kind of physique, you know, it's been almost 22 years now. I'm maintaining this kind of physique consecutively. Okay, it's the consistency. If you see me, I mean, my old post, I will look the same till now. And I tell you, it's surprising. It's been 20 years. I'm carrying abs in my stomach. They don't vanish.
Yeah. My God, must be like coming with a lot of hard work and consistency. I'm very sure. Has there ever been a phase where, you know, because of some physical illness or something, you were not able to work out for like a span of, you know, 3-4 days, say 1 week or something, or maybe more, and then you were all mentally disturbed? Yaar, main kaise karu abhi?
No. It never happened. See, actually, it's a, you asked me really good questions. So let me tell you to the viewers and the listeners, and that if you are engaging yourself into any kind of physical activity, there are 90% less chances to fall sick. No, I don't remember when I fallen sick last time. I don't even get a cold.
Kya baat hai? So I think fitness schedule, matlab agar kisi ko follow karna hai, to immunity bhi badhti hai. So that's a great motivation for people right now, especially to fight all these symptoms.
Yes, see, I don't say that they should go to the gym only. Any kind of physical activity they should do.
So women are usually scared of strength training. Unko lagta hai ki they will start looking like men. What is your view on that as a fitness trainer?
See, it is a myth. Women cannot build muscle without using external hormones they get from steroids or some other anabolic supplements. If you see, there are girls nowadays, they are engaging themselves into the figure contest and bodybuilding contest. So how they get those muscle and, you know, abs and everything? Because they are on a steroid cycle and then they get that kind of chiseled look. Just doing a good hard workout and following a good diet, she can be a well-toned and shaped, but she will not get those veins and cuts and muscle. Right, you should not be scared about lifting weights. Actually, lifting weight can help you to increase your bone mass, will save you osteoporosis. So I would highly recommend to all the women to do weight training. It's really good for your health.
I think that was a great myth buster, and our women listeners will be happy to know that they won't end up, you know, looking manly if they do strength training. So tell me, you know, what should be a routine for a beginner or, you know, somebody who's just starting off into his fitness journey?
For the beginners, first of all, I would suggest whenever they go to the gym, never start working out without doing proper warm-up. Okay. And if there's a trainer available, so always stay connected to your trainer and get all the correction. Like he should check out all the time, because you're a beginner and you can easily can get injury, because gym ka jo dusra naam hai na, that is a injury factory. Okay, because jahan pe thodi si bhi movement aapki kharab hui and you will get injury. Just ask your trainer, or keep asking your trainer that, you just check me sir once, am I doing correct or not. So at least within 2 or 3 months you will be like a good in rhythm, so you can do workout really good. And especially take care of your diet as well. It's not that you are just a beginner and you will not eat anything and you will go to the gym, and not to see other guy who are lifting really heavy weight. Don't copy them, because you are a beginner, you are a learner. Just see them and learn.
I remember when I had visited a gym, and this was like my first week of training. So, you know, he gave me only cardio exercises for the first 3 days. Then he told me to do hands and then legs. And then I had over it on the legs day. The whole week, I just couldn't exercise anymore, because I had a lot of pain in my abdomen and stomach area. So I think, you know, you should not do too much also. Dheere dheere, one step at a time, I think you should increase that one.
Yes, yes. A lot of people, they do overtraining. At the first day, they think
because I think the stomach ache is like a very common symptom for all of the people who start off.
If it's, your body is not recovered, you can't perform better.
Exactly, because then, you know, there are restrictions to even go and further again exercise after that. So tell me, if a person wants to, you know, have a bulky, you know, physique, are protein supplements extremely necessary, or can that body be achieved without supplements as well?
You can't replace natural food with the supplements. So whey protein and all other supplements are invented due to this thing that people are, you know, lacking of something. If suppose you are having a scoop of whey protein immediately after workout, okay, it will help you to restore your tired muscles and it will recover quickly. If you'll go home and you will boil 10 egg whites and then you will eat them and it will take 2 hours to get digest. So it's just like a time process. It takes time. Supplements are helpful, okay, but it is not mandatory to use.
So those who take steroids, unko kuch aap instructions dena chahte ho, usse kuch side effects wagera bhi hote hai, bahut logo ke bare mein. So I don't know if it's a myth or it's true, but you know, people who are choosing steroids for building up the muscle, any advice for them?
Steroids, it's better you leave them for the competitors, right? It's for the athletes. But everywhere there are people, they use steroid and they do competition and all. But I would suggest, guys, if you are not a competitor or not a serious athlete, so you should not take steroid, because it, you know, it disturbs your whole hormonal thing, you know, in your body. And it is really difficult to, you know, cope up with this condition. If steroid gives you 10 benefits, it is coming up with the 20 side effects. So that's up to you. You want to choose or not.
So I think this makes a lot of clear judgment for people who are, you know, planning to even take steroids in their life.
Yes.
So tell me also, ki kitna ghanta gym ke liye dedicate karna chahiye daily routine mein? Is there like a specific amount of time? Itna to karna hi karna chahiye. Because since you said you work twice in a day.
See, I do twice a day because I do not get much time at the same time to train. And I do not want to leave my other body parts or my other exercises to quit, like I completely lose them, not to do. So if you have enough time to train, like suppose you have a 1.5 hour dedicatedly, you can train at the gym. So do 1.5 hour. Okay. Just see your schedule, whatever the routine your trainer gave you, and it takes 1.5 hour. So do 1.5 hour. But I tell you, if you do a serious workout, okay, dedicatedly, it will not take more than a 45 minute. Strength training, and the remaining workout, if you are engaging yourself into any kind of cardiac activity, treadmill or cross trainer, that I'm not counting in this time. Otherwise, 45 minutes is maximum, more than sufficient to train.
That's great. I mean, 45 minutes is manageable also every day.
Yeah.
Aapne wrestling kiya, then Mr. Gurgaon, Mr. Delhi, I mean, so many things you've achieved. So what has been the highest point in your career, according to you?
See, highest point the day I became Mr. Delhi, and my father was so happy, and my picture came into the newspaper. My almost all the newspaper covered me, and I was there in the picture. So my father was happy, and my mom, she was showing it to all the neighbors and everywhere. She was roaming around, and then after that, I just told you that my target was to come up on the cover page of Men's Health magazine. See, I tried to come up on the Men's Health magazine cover at least 4 to 5 times. And finally, I came, and I really couldn't sleep on that night when my picture came. Actually, one of my friend, he called me up that, "Abbe yaar, teri picture aayi hai, tu to bahut jhakas lag raha hai." Maine kaha, "Kaise bhai? Kya?" Bola, "Teri magazine pe picture rakha hua page pe." Maine kaha, "Mazak kar raha hai wo." Okay. So then I saw I asked him, "Send me a picture." So he sent me. He clicked the picture. He was some bookstore, and I was just wow, so happy. I couldn't sleep at that night. So it was like a dream came true.
Wow, I'm sure. So which was this year when you became Mr. Delhi?
I became Mr. Delhi in year 2002 and 3, twice.
Oh, wow. And, consecutive 2 years.
Yes, yes.
And then the magazine came out in around what time?
In after 10 years, 2012. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So tell me now, since you are so dedicated to fitness, I'm sure you don't miss your routine at all. But on a cheat day, what do you do? Or do you not have cheat days at all?
See, I tell you, you will not believe, every day I have a cheat day. If I just turn the camera, you can see the halwa plate is there. She just cooked it for me because I love moong dal halwa. So she prepared it for me. So every day is my cheat day because I'm a pure vegetarian. I hope you know that. I'm 100% pure vegetarian. I don't even eat egg. So I eat only home cooked food. So you can say this is all cheat only because I eat chapati, rice, dal and sabji, whatever is made at home. Chhola chawal, rajma chawal and paneer and everything. So I eat only these things.
But sugar, you like now halwa will be obviously made with sugar. So that's okay. I mean, don't you cut down sugar?
I don't eat white sugar normally.
Okay.
But see, halwa is there. So I tell my mom sometimes like with the instruction, ke less sugar and more desi ghee and all moong dal and all. See, moong dal is full of protein. In my condition, if I eat some halwa little bit, like I... Before training, if you're eating some kind of meetha, it gives you a lot of energy to train heavy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I use it as an energy booster. I will not think about it that it will make me fat. It will make me fat if I will not train. Okay. I will not eat if I can't go to the gym. I'm working out every day and night. Okay. So it's like I should eat it. Otherwise, I will spoil my joints, my skin, my strength, my hair. All the texture will go away. You know, I don't do dieting, but I train.
Wow. So being a vegetarian and, you know, plus having those abs from the last 10 years, what do you suggest for people who are vegetarian and, you know, they want to build up, like they want to have more protein intakes? What are the things that you suggest?
See, for vegetarians, I would suggest to eat more of moong dal, black chana, okay, in natural home food, and all kind of pulses in good amount, right? Like twice a day is good. You should make them a sprout, make a sprout salad. If you guys, you want to check out a recipe of this kind of sprouts, okay, I have uploaded a video on my YouTube channel just to share with you all guys, because I had got a lot of queries about it. That's what you eat. So I made a video for them. So see, I provide online training to, so my people, you know, my trainees, they ask me, sir, what is the recipe? So it's better to tell each and everyone individually to put a video there, you know,
absolutely,
so they can check out.
So
basically, you can eat moong dal, black chana and all kind of pulses, make them as sprouts and eat around boiled 150 gram to 120 gram with chopped salad twice a day. It will provide you approximately 70 gram protein. Plus, if you are having any kind of supplement, you can add them as a protein supplements. And who are non-vegetarian, they can eat egg whites. And it's winter time, so they can add fish and chicken breast. So that will be good for them.
I think for non-vegetarians, there are a lot of protein options compared to vegetarian people. So that's why I specifically asked you a question for vegetarians.
No, actually, let me clear one more doubt here, because a lot of people think that only non-vegetarian can build a better body. So this is not a fact, right? Your body is made in that structure that you cannot naturally digest that much of protein. If you are eating like a 300 gram of protein or 200 gram of protein, you cannot digest it naturally. You need to have a steroid to synthesize extra protein in your body. And they quit eating a lot of carbohydrate. They leave rice, they leave potato, they leave sabji. They come on the ketogenic diet. You know, they eat just protein. Mm-hmm. But aisa nahi hai. Agar aisa hota to jitne bhi non-vegetarian sab bodybuilder hi ghume hote. Aisa nahi hai.
Nahi, aap ekdam chalte firte example hai is cheez ke ki vegetarians can also, you know, have amazing bodies. So it was an amazing, enlightening session with you, Jitendra ji. And thank you so much for coming on our podcast and, you know, giving such amazing tips to our listeners. Lastly, do you want to give out a message to all the people who are listening to this podcast right now?
Guys, I would just give you a tips for your health. Never listen to your trainer 100% and blindly. Because there are the biggest problem nowadays. Trainers are cheating with their clients. Okay, they are selling out maybe, you know, without the label, some supplements, without the label, some tablets, without the label of any steroids or injections or supplements, or whatever. So just do not believe them blindly. Okay. I'm also a trainer. So I'm telling you the fact. So don't play with your life, guys. And health is wealth. Agar aapko apni health achhi rakhni hai, so you need to open your eyes and ear and everything, you know. So be a smart and use your brain. When you go to the gym, don't listen 100% to your trainer.
Wow, that's a very tough advice, I must say, coming from you yourself. But I think it's very necessary because, yes, a lot of people do get, cheated from their trainers. So I think that's a very, important advice.
Seriously, day and night I'm listening from the my followers and my trainees that ke sir unhone mereko ye diya, I don't know wo kya diya tha unhone, mujhe yaad bhi nahi hai, us pe label hi nahi tha kuch. So like that, you know, they're playing with the small kids' life. Yeah, they are 17 year old kids are going to the gym and they are playing with their life, so that's not a good idea.
Absolutely, thank you so much Jitendra ji, and I hope this podcast enlightens a lot of people, and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. Happy Diwali to all, and love you all, guys.
Thank you, Mayuri and Jitendra. Press the bell icon to stay updated about the upcoming episodes of Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando.
You were listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
Winter thrills await at Winterfest at Nemacolin. Join the fun on Saturday, February 10th for a day of fun-fueled winter festivities like skiing and snowboarding, snow tubing, ice skating, and snow bikes. You'll be able to meet the Nemacolin Dogs Sled Team, try your hand at ice bowling, compete in the out-cold race, and finish your day with a brew by the fire at the peak. A winter of wonder is waiting for you at Nemacolin's Winterfest. Experiences are for overnight guests and members. For more information, visit nemacolin.com.